When this primary season started, I prayed to my gods for one miserable thing. Give us someone young. Mayor Pete, well, I liked Mayor Pete, but when I said young, I meant someone out of diapers. Experience does count, although, judging from the current regime, not always. One by one, the kids fell by the wayside, victims not so much of gaffes and wrong-headed convictions, but a general anxiety pervading the land that this wasn't the year for experimenting. Gays, women, candidates of color, sorry, no need to apply. We wanted something safe, a known entity, no surprises, nothing but white bread men would do. Old white bread, evidently. I tell you what, I'm about to turn 70, but if I was 50 years younger, I'd be sick and tired of the line of bullshit I get from these old shits. I'd be sucking tear gas again like we did in the 60s. I'd be out in the streets screaming bloody murder about this Trump turd and his shit-eating little family of privileged hangers-on. I'd be outraged over income inequity, racism, welfare for the rich, and I'd be hollering to get rid of these old farts who have no clue what the future is bringing. But the truth is, I'm an old white guy myself. The world has accelerated past my wheelchair and hurtled out of my bifocal line of vision. When the Grammys announced their winners, I hardly recognized a name, much less the music they sang. When the Super Bowl halftime comes on, I think I'm watching softcore porn shows, not listening to great musicians. Come on, I'm part of the problem now, not any sort of solution. White guys, old ones, voted in Trump. Not gonna vote some woman, definitely not some woman named Hillary. Nope. Rather have a dope. Drain the swamp, shake the tree, tell it like it is. Like it is stupid, ignorant, anti-science, conspiracy theories, mumbo-jumbo jingoism, racist and ugly. That's what the old white guys voted for. Bring back coal, bring back the textile factories, bring back the 1950s. Close the borders, exile the immigrants, build a wall. Dumb and dumber. That's what us old guys, old white guys, were selling. That and, well, fear. Okay, now we got the pandemic. We got fear, all right. Plenty to go around. And we got the doctor-in-chief, a know-nothing idiot who worries more about his poll ratings than a death toll, more about the Dow Jones than the coronavirus. This is what you get with old white guy morons. Talk is cheap, but the toll is going to be heavy. So, yeah, we'll run Uncle Joe. Nice old Uncle Joe, steady, calm, predictable. I'll vote for him, sure. But this is the 21st century, and maybe, just maybe, we could use someone who looks to the future, not a grandpa from the last century.